Jack Buckskin grew up on the northern outskirts of Adelaide without learning the traditional Kaurna language or culture of his ancestors. That's because the Kaurna language is believed to have disappeared about 100 years ago. But a push to document words and revive lost tongues in recent decades means Kaurna is now being taught at schools and universities in South Australia. Jack started learning Kaurna in 2006, and he's now the only Aboriginal person to teach it. Jack's mission to keep the once extinct language alive is the subject of a new documentary called Buckskin, and it's premiering at next month's Sydney Film Festival. Natalie Muller reports.
Kaurna country is the country of the Adelaide Plains, so it covers as far as Crystal Brook in the north and down to Cape Jarvis in the south, and from the Adelaide Hills in the west and the Gulf, St. Vincent's Gulf to the east.
Jack Buckskin is a Kaurna and Naranga man from Salisbury in Adelaide's north. Although he always planned to be a footballer, 7 years ago, Jack found himself reconnecting with traditional dance and studying the once extinct Kaurna language.
The last fluent speaker died in the 1920s. It wasn't until the 1980s that we've started getting involved in relearning our languages. So there's no fluent speakers left, but we've got plenty that are learning the language and eventually learning to teach the language.
When exactly did you decide that it was important for you to learn to speak Kaurna?
2006 it was, just after my sister's passing. Just started relearning a bit of language from the non-Aboriginal linguist who was teaching Kaurna down in the southern portion of Kaurna country, and eventually learnt enough to sort of take over his class.
Jack is the only Kaurna teacher in Adelaide, and he now works full-time teaching high school students language, culture, dance and life skills. He says he's hopeful there'll be a revival of the Kaurna language in the next generation.
You know, language is the gateway to culture, and I've probably got around 50 students, which is a good number, and with these kids, they're only going to grow up, you know, learning, and if they want to continue extending their knowledge of language, or whether they just use the language that they've got to their kids and to their kids. So, you know, with the children that, you know, the next generation of adults, when they become adults, will have much more respect towards learning the language, and then hopefully more people will be using it in their everyday life as well.
Jack's mission to teach the language to as many people as possible has been explored in a new documentary called Buckskin. Its director is Indigenous filmmaker Dylan MacDonald, and it premieres at the Sydney Film Festival next month.
I'm trying to capture, you know, his character, and he's got this great enthusiasm and a great outlook on life, and it's just a little piece of Jack and a little piece of Adelaide, and, you know, growing up he didn't have a traditional cultural upbringing, you know, he didn't know much about his culture or himself as an Aboriginal person, and, you know, through life-changing events, he now is on a path to renew the Kaurna language, and he's the only teacher of it in Adelaide.
This year, the Sydney Film Festival announced a new partnership with Screen Australia's Indigenous Department. Dylan says there's been a new interest in Indigenous filmmaking in Australia in the past decade, allowing more stories to make it onto the big screen.
Ivan Sand and Warwick Thornton and Rachel Perkins, and I think it's kind of that public awareness of these filmmakers and their films that's now giving more Aboriginal people a voice and more opportunities to make these films, you know, these unique stories that haven't been told before.
Jack Buckskin hopes audiences who see the documentary will also learn something about the Kaurna language and culture.
The city was built on our country. We still got our connection to the country. We just want to sort of share that. We're still striving with what we believe as Aboriginal people, that we can actually go somewhere and learn our culture, learn our dance and learn our language. It's built my strength up as a young man, that's just grown my self-identity as well.
Kaurna language teacher Jack's Buckskin, ending that report by Natalie Muller. And if you'd like to see the documentary Buckskin, it premieres at the Sydney Film Festival on Wednesday the 12th of June. To buy tickets, go to the festival's website.